UConn Quest defending champion Brent Sass was the first musher to reach the race's halfway point at Dawson City, UConn today. Sass arrived in the historic Gold Rush City at 11:21 a.m., still running the full team of 14 dogs he started the race with in Fairbanks on Saturday. Sass wins 4 ounces of gold nuggets for being first to Dawson, but the race is far from over, with former champs Alan Moore and Hugh Neff just a few hours behind. KUAC's Molly Reddick reports.
Brent Sass covered the 150-mile distance from Eagle to Dawson in 2 runs. In Eagle, he said his team was feeling better after starting the race with some stomach issues.
The whole week leading up to the race, they had stomach flu or whatever, and then it had gotten better.
But for the first 300 miles, it took a lot more effort to keep them full and hydrated.
Because you have to, like, basically hand-feed them and soak things differently and go through 5 different types of snacks before they decide that they're going to eat one of them.
Hugh Neff is down to 11 dogs after dropping 3 in Eagle. They were his junior dogs, each 2 years old or younger.
2 of them, this is their first race ever, so I was pretty amazed that they made it to Slavens and to Eagle, respectively.
Now he has a veteran team. The final few mushers came into Eagle Wednesday morning. Luke Twiddell arrived at 6 a.m. The UConn musher has run the quest before, but he's never seen jumble ice this bad.
It looks like picture of the moon kind of thing, but white. It's unbelievable.
There's a trail broken through the jumble, but mushers can still run into ice boulders on the corners or tricky sections of banked ice. Twiddell recalled a section of trail that was slanted sideways, where he could hardly keep his sled upright.
It's just clear ice, and you can see all the mark of the sled that was just go up. Bang, hitting the bottom, and then your dog's here, and you try just to keep your sled, like, and then you hit branch and trees, and at one point I heard, I look, whoa, my snowshoes was on the trail.
It was hard to stop, too. The brakes can't bite into the ice, and the drag mat used to slow down the sled gets clogged with ice.
If I dropped a few things, I just didn't stop. I just carried on. I said, oh, no, I'm not stopping here.
Luke has 2 kids who want to run the race one day.
If it's conditioned like that, I don't want them to go through that. It's too crazy.
Mushers are done with the jumble ice. After Eagle, they travel on overland trails to Dawson. On the UConn Quest Trail in Eagle, I'm Molly Reddick.